No, a lot of the teenagers in here kind of just started a church, you know? Good idea might be to get the autographs now. But it's nice to hear how, Lord starts building themselves in our children's lives from a very, very early age, to share spiritual music, worship songs with just the congregation. But we understand that, a lot of these songs we think are just for children, but it's not, it's for us as adults as well. As we come to, right before we go into our scripture reading time, I want to recognize a couple of a family here. Bill and Aida, you're here somewhere. I saw your kids. Okay, there you are. Bill and Aida are missionaries to Brazil. And of course, Amelia and Jessica are with them, and they're here for a short time. And they'll actually be sharing a little bit in my Sunday school class if you'd like to join us a little bit later during Sunday school. But they'll be sharing a little bit about their ministry in Brazil. As we go into our scripture reading time, let's stand as we honor the reading of God's Word. There's a couple of passages we'll be reading from today. We're not going to be reading out of Matthew, but we'll be reading out of 1 Corinthians 10:13 and Romans 8:28. So you can kind of just go there in your Bible, pull your Bible out, go to those two passages, 1 Corinthians 10:13 and Romans 8:28 and 29. Just kind of place your finger there as we read God's Word together. So just follow me as I read. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Then Romans 8:28 and 29. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Thank you. Now, Brother John, can you come up here and share the word with us?
Well, are you happy in the Lord today? If so, say amen.
Amen.
I want to be God's frozen chosen this morning. But the scripture may have called your chosen. One preacher said, may you're cold if you're frozen. I want you to look again at 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's been a big part of my life. There hath no temptation or trial. Temptation also means trial or test taken you, but such is common to man. Those three great words, God is faithful, who will not permit you to be tempted or tested beyond your able, but will with it make a way to escape. Y'all know there's victory in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We talked about that last Sunday morning. Remember Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And that abundance is a full life, overflowing life. So I want to take a page from Jesus and the apostles. So if you'll look in Matthew 14. Jesus had just fed the 5,000. That was a great miracle. They said, well, how are we going to feed them? Well, one of the boys showed them 5 loaves and 2 fishes. You know, most of us would say, let's go Jack in the Box. Let's go to McDonald's right quick. No, Jesus performed this great miracle. All right, when they got through with this, start verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a boat and go before him to the other side while he sent away the multitudes. And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain privately to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Let's change the scene. But the boat was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary, and the wind was against them. And Jesus, it was in the fourth watch, that's between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea, another miracle. And when the disciples saw him walk on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost, a spirit," and they cried out for fear. And straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Think about those words. Be of good cheer. Lord, Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." He said, "Come." When Peter was come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hands, caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt?" And when they were coming to the boat, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Amen. Thou art the Son of God. Folks, we'll go through storms. Somebody said we're either in one, going out of one, or getting ready to go into one. Say, storm, what do you mean, Brother John? There'd be a lot of problems and challenges, trials. Like that 1 Corinthians 10:13, there's no trial or test taken you, it's such as common to man. Folks, there are a lot of things that are very common in this life. But sometimes we get in those trials, those tests, we think we're the only one. We used to have a TV movie years ago called a fellow called The Lone Ranger. Well, sometimes we feel like we're the Lone Ranger. Hey, Lord, nobody's ever been here. Nobody understands. I want to tell you this morning, you might be going through cancer. I don't know what you're going through. But Jesus understands. And I've been giving you scriptures along this line. So, Jesus sent them out in the boat. The question is, Jesus, he knows everybody. Jesus is omniscient. Of course, Jesus is omnipotent, omnipotent. Jesus is omnipresent, and he is eternal. Weren't you glad the Lord had no beginning and no ending? How can you figure that? No beginning, no ending. Everything begins or ends, you know. We just had 2 great-grandchildren born about the last 4 or 5 months. Big beginning. We had several loved ones that died. So, but he's eternal, but he's omniscient. So Jesus, why did you, knowing everything, why did you let them go into that storm? I want to share with you this morning, you will face storms. And one thing, so I'll give you several assurances. When you get in those storms, you can say, have to realize he brought me here. Folks, nothing ever happens without his permission. Now, a lot of times, we make our own storm. What I'm saying is, if you live a life without Jesus, and you know what you sow, you're going to reap. Read like a young man said on Saturday night, he would go out and plant wild oats. On Sunday morning, he'd pray for crop failure. Crop failure, Lord. Well, like a teenage girl I was counseling with a few years ago, she said, "Well, I do some things, but I know God will forgive me." That's your attitude. If you're doing things you ought not be doing, and the Holy Spirit convicts you, you need to pray for forgiveness and victory to overcome. Amen? Y'all, we're overcomers. So, hear the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to see what Paul put it together. Start off again. There is no temptation or trial taking you, but such is common to man. So, Jesus is alone. He got the crowd away, sent them across the Sea of Galilee, and now they're in the storm. But Jesus is praying. I wonder, what was he praying? I imagine he was praying for his apostles. These 12 men, minus Judas 11, he's going to leave his whole ministry to. Of course, he'll empower them later by the Holy Spirit and their Pentecost. I know he's praying for them. And maybe he was praying for them in that storm. So, preacher, sometimes I just wonder if the Lord cares. Now I want to give you another verse. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. I want you to write these down. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. Paul said, "For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities." We do have a high priest that can be touched. "But was at all points tempted like we are, and yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, and that we may obtain mercy and grace to help in time of need." Folks, don't tell, we have a great high priest. You know, even now, while I'm preaching, he's praying for us. Look, I want to look at that 15th verse, we have this high priest who can be touched. The word touch means he's sympathetic. The word touch means fellow feeling. Sometimes they say, oh, God, you don't care. Jesus, you don't care. Here, I'm in a storm, you don't care. Hey, wait a minute, he's your great high priest. He's touched by the feeling of your infirmities. Don't say amen to that. He says amen. So he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Infirmities can mean weaknesses, liabilities. Sometimes, I mean, you might be going through financial crisis. You might be going through health crisis. You might be going through relational problems. A lot of families have troubles with their kids. And many kids feel like their parents don't understand. But I will tell you, though, these things are common to man. You're not the Lone Ranger. So God is going to work these things. So, the great thing in that 1 Corinthians 10:13, three words stand out so great, all of it. God is faithful. God is faithful. So Jesus was praying. And we know he's our great high priest, touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And he's in all points tempted, like as we are. See, Jesus has already been there. He never sinned. But Jesus understands. That's why in the incarnation, God became a man. That Jesus could live among us and understand. He knows everything. He said, well, he knows everything anyway. That's right. But he helps us understand that he's here and he's been through these things with us. So look at verse 16. Let us, therefore, come boldly. Look at that. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Boldly means free speech or with confidence. We can pray, come to him boldly, with confidence. Even this morning before we go out of here, I want us to have a time where you'll come to that throne of grace. It's a throne of grace, or which also, and of mercy. The grace is where God gives us what we don't deserve. Mercy, he keeps from us what we do deserve. Amen. Don't you think of our amazing grace and mercy? A lot of times he ought to be just over, but he's merciful and pretty. And so a throne of grace where we can attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Some of you are still in high school or elementary. So I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Where are you going to go to college? Who are you going to marry? God has a plan, amen? And he will help us in time of need, our great high priest. Understand, I want you to get that word down this morning. He is our great high priest. We come boldly. And the word boldly also means, when it says boldly, it also means free speech. Free to speak to him. Pour your heart out to him. A lot of people will go to a psychiatrist, pay $150 an hour, $200-$300 an hour. Hey, the greatest thing you can do is go to Jesus and pour your heart out to him. Amen? Okay. So, they're out there in the boat. And Jesus on the mountain praying. So, you go back to Matthew, go back there with me again. So, they're there. Just a couple of glasses changed this week, so I had more of that. Y'all have been there and done that, most of us, but y'all have glasses. For some reason, our eyes get a little dim, and we tend to thicken here. We thin here and thicken here. Well, I said, you know, man, I can make $1 billion if I could reverse thicken here and thin here. Well, the Lord Jesus, he knows what's going on out there. He let them go into that boat. Several things I want to point out to you, so much more. When you get in these trials, these tests come, you have to understand, he brought me here. I say, how many times we said, Lord, why me? Well, remember, he's working all things together for good. Amen. And so many times we forget verse 29. Verse 29 is to conform us into the image of Jesus. Conform is to mold us. We don't want to go through things. Lord, get me out of this mess. Get me out of these troubles. But he's going to work like 1 Corinthians 10:13. He will not permit you to be overcome. But he will, with that trial, make a way to escape. This is God's word. I want you to get that in your mind. When the storms come, they'll come. Realize he brought me here. Then also realize he's praying for me. As I say, our great high priest, he's praying for us. It's so good to know. Then Jesus did come to them. I want you to know, it is now the fourth watch. between 3 and 6, they had the four watches, they call it watches. I guess the watchman, I guess the third watch would have been 12 to 3. This is now from 3 to 6. They're out there in their little boat. Don't you know it's dark? The wind's blowing, contrary winds are blowing. Sometimes you feel like I'm in contrary winds. Oh God, what am I going to do? Well, he came to them. The thing is, we that are born again, we need to understand he really lives in us. We need to practice his presence. A lot of times our flesh, we don't understand, we don't feel, you know, or go by feeling. One of the greatest things of spiritual maturity is quit running around on feeling, but go by faith. If you go by feeling, you wouldn't get out of bed this morning. You went by feeling when I got in my car is 25 degrees, and my windshield is frozen over. Go back in the house, and anyway, no big deal. Aren't you glad you're not in Minnesota? Hallelujah. We talk about that snow, you know, everybody's so excited about snow, but I see those pictures of 2-3 feet of snow stacked up on top of their cars. I'll just take my little 15-20 degrees, amen? So, here they are, they're in the boat, and Jesus waited. He waited. And the scripture saying, Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So we want everything right now, instant coffee, everything, instant tea, everything. God has a plan. Romans 8:28, we know he's working all things together for you. Well, working is continuous action. Even while you're sitting right here, he's working a plan for these young people. A lot of y'all in college, and, oh man, I'm proud of you. All he's working all the time for your good, for our good and his glory. Amen. You say, oh Lord, I know it's for my good, but he wants to be glorified. Give God the glory. He's going to bring you through. Well, he's praying for us. He did come to them. They didn't understand who he was. I don't know how they saw him, but they thought it was a ghost. And it was Jesus. What did Jesus say? Be of good cheer, it is I. Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. John 16:33, last week I gave you that verse where, you know, Jesus is in the upper room. He's going to die for our sins. What did he say? Same type of term, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Literally, I've conquered the world for you. We have a mighty comfort. And through this living Lord that's in us by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can be overcomers. The storms will come. What storm are you going through right now? I want you to get your mind, maybe get your mind off the storm. I want us to give those storms to Jesus. I can name a number of things, and but we all often say to the kids, what's bugging you? That's great English, isn't it? What's bugging you? So, what is it? What storm are you going through? Like I say, it could be very deep personal relationships, but Jesus understands. Maybe your marriage is going through a hard time. But aren't you glad God will? He will with the trial, make a way to escape. He will. He will. He'll not permit us to be tested above that we're able. Sometimes we say, Lord, I just can't go on. Yeah, but we can by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's just not positive thinking. I know a lot of preachers, they're great motivators and positive thinkers. I want to stand on the Word. That's the greatest thing to stand on. Amen. Stand on the Word of God. Oh, I mean, so, be of good cheer, good desire. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Oh, maybe. And he said, come. When Peter was come down out of the water, out of the boat, he walked on the water. He was walking on the water, get this, y'all. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, I cried out, Lord, save me. Don't you get this picture here? So Peter's walking on the water. Walking on the water, but he got his eyes on the storm. I will tell you, folks, when you're in warfare, you get your eyes on your problems and off the Lord. You can keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. Is his grace sufficient? Yes, yes, yes. You can keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why didst thou doubt? Now, a lot of people criticize for little people. Nobody else got out of the door for you. Amen. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, thou little faith.
didn't say it was no faith. You see faith, I talked about last Sunday. Faith, of course, it comes by hearing, hearing by the word, Romans 10:17. But faith is our confidence in the person, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the person. Y'all have confidence in him this morning?
Amen. Amen.
He won't ever fail you. Sometimes, like I say, we're not sensitive. We get out of fellowship with the Lord. We don't spend time in prayer. We don't read the word. Get out of fellowship. Sometimes we're, Lord, where are you? He'll say, I'm right here. Where you been? I mean, why don't you stay in tune? Amen. It's not like your radio gets out of tune. Or you can't get the message. Well, why didst thou doubt? And when they were come to the boat, the wind ceased. And they that were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. That's the thing, we as Christians, we know he's the Son of God, victorious Savior. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. Oh, what a Savior, amen? The thing is, again, Romans 8:28, we know, or do we know? You say this thing, most of the truths of God, you'll never know if you experience. Gotta have a good memorization. You remember, you memorize the truth, but you don't really know it till you have to claim it. Amen. You write that one then, folks. I'm telling you, you have to, when we get in a storm, we hit the truth, the Holy Spirit brings the truth to you. You don't really know the truth till we experience it. Oh, man. So, we know that all things, go back to Romans 8, you gotta jump around. I do this. Romans 8, all things work together. All things, the good things, the bad things, and work together. Y'all, out of these years of pastoring, actually 56 years, I got saved at 16, pastoring at 18, outside my hometown of Hearn. I've seen God turn tragedy into triumph. Is that the kind of God we have? You turn tragedy into triumph. I've seen high school kids, maybe some drunk and confess, feel the calling, but I've seen God work through all that and see a lot of kids get saved. God can bring triumph out of tragedy. I've seen cases where a little baby has died. Boy, it just breaks up parents' heart, everybody. But God can work it together for good. Continuous action. God can work all things together for good. To them that love it. That's the problem. A lot of people want to claim it, but do you really love it? There's a lot of people that want, well, Lord, work this together for good. You know, Lord bless me, so I'll keep doing my own thing. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. All things work together for good. They that love God. We're called, on the human side, we love the Lord. The divine side, we're called according to his purpose. And that 8:29, that he might conform us, mold us in the image of Jesus. Everything depends on our reaction. You get the storm, you have a pity party, oh Lord. Everything keys in our reaction. You react to the Lord, you get better. If you don't react to the Lord, you'll get bitter. Right? You always say that happen? I tell you, a lot of bitter Christians around today because we haven't claimed. We haven't claimed his presence. See, we that are saved, we have the person of Jesus, we have his presence. Even we have his power, the Holy Spirit's in us. We have his promises. That's what one of the preachers said, that's peas out of the pea patch. Picking the peas. We have his presence. We have his power. We have his promises. Oh, man, the power of the Holy Spirit. So, are you in a storm today? Maybe you're coming out of one. Did you really trust the Lord? Well, we know. I need to say, an assurance. When several play review. He brought me here. Get into the storm. You're not there by accident. He brought me through the storm. And he's praised for us, our great high priest. He will come to us. Now again, we that are saved, he's in us. I've had to learn from John 15 and John 14. We need to practice his presence. Several things. Practice his presence. Pray he'll intensify the intimacy. Everything you go through should lead to greater intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to, another statement, realize his reality. Is the Lord real, y'all? Amen. the Lord is real, realizes reality, but practices prayer. You got to preach to yourself a lot of times. Lord, I know you're here. Praise your name. A lot of times, y'all, we get like Simon Peter. We get our eyes on the storm. If you've committed something to the Lord, and your problems and trials and tests, there's a principle of praise. Get this in your mind, a principle of praise where you give it to the Lord, you begin to thank him. Because a lot of that's good. They will bring things back to you overwhelming. You know, the human mind is really powerful. You can think about something in your past, maybe for 20 years, maybe a failure in your marriage, and the devil can bring it back, the flesh, and the devil, and make you lose heart just as if it happened 5 minutes ago. But we have his presence. We have his power. So all things are working together for good. Don't we go through these storms? He brought me here. He's praying for me. He comes to us. Of course, he's in us. He'll help me grow. Are we becoming more? If we start a new year, are you more like Christ this year than you were last year? So what do you mean? Well, Jesus is love, joy, peace, through the Spirit, you know. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He wants to reproduce Jesus in us and through us. He will help me grow. We need to grow. We need to grow in grace. He will see me through. One more time, 1 Corinthians 10:13. There is no trial, says temptation. If you're so tempted to sin, but you use it right there, no temptation, a trial taken me. But it's common to man. God is faithful. Stand on it. God is faithful to his word. He's faithful to his compassionate nature. Will God honor his word? Amen. God's faithful to his word. His compassionate nature. God is faithful. The next part of that verse will not permit us to be tried, attempted, or tested, but above that we're able. But we're with the trial. Make a way to escape. We may be aware. Sometimes, you know, we pray, Lord, get me out of it. No, he gets the middle of it with us. He'll help us. We'll grow. We'll grow in grace. He'll see us through. We'll have the victory. Now, won't you turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. A tremendous verse. Brief, but it has a lot of depth of meaning. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. You take notes out of them. Peter talks about casting all your care upon him. For he cared for you. Casting. Action on your part. Casting all your care. This all is a verse where he cares for our cares. Our anxieties. He cares. Casting all your care. Literally, the word all means complete, all of it. Entirety. Cast it all upon him. For he cares for you. What are the things you have here this morning? I want everybody to give him something this morning. Maybe just a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of things happening we have fears to keep our fears about. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. From the Amplified, he cares affectionately and watchfully. He cares affectionately and watchfully. He cares. Anybody believe he does? Amen. So therefore, let us have a great high priest. He says, come before my throne. Get in the throne room. Prayer room is it. The throne room. Cast all your care upon me. In time of need, find grace to help in time. And so there they were in a storm. And the storms will come. But Jesus is with you. I want this to come here like a little laboratory. So I want you to bow your heads right now in prayer. I want you to spend a few moments now. We have an invitation just, but I want you to spend a few moments in prayer. What is it? Jesus, he cast on all of it. All of it. Because he cares. He cares means anxieties, worries, concerns. We always pray in my house of the Lord. I'm not worried. See, don't worry is a sin. That shocked me years ago, and I realized that when I'm worried, I'm not trusting. So just talk to him right now. Come before the Lord. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given. seek him ye shall find, knocking it shall be opened. Place his confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you've never been saved, I want you to understand that Jesus will forgive your sin. Come into your heart. He's got a plan for your life. He'll lead you through difficult times. You can grow and mature. You might not have all this world's goods, but we can have something the world can't afford. Peace on the inside. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, I pray you bless your word to us today. And Lord, make it practical as we sing and praise you. Be casting all our cares upon you. Lord, who else wants? Help us, Lord, realize that who else wants? Lord, we cast our cares upon you. Lord, our families, our marriages, Lord, jobs, some need jobs here today. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you're able to do exceedingly. Ephesians 3:20, Lord, you said you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask and pray. Lord, by the power that works in this Holy Spirit, we want you to do exceedingly. Lord, we're praying right now. We want you to do abundantly above all we ask for things. Lord, so we think we're asking big things, but you'll do more than we ask. More than I even think. Lord Jesus, bless this Chinese Baptist Church. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful time I've had in visiting these few moments together. Thank you, Lord. I know you've got a plan for this church. You've got a pastor. Lord, I don't know what all the place, but I know this. You've got a plan. Then you're the man of the plan. Lord, a lot of youth here, Lord, understand you have a plan for them. You're the man of the plan to effect it, bring it fast. Lord, thank you. Bless this invitation time. May it be prayer and meditation and claiming victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together and sing. I'll be glad to meet you and pray with anybody.